Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our telephone conference on EVN's result in the first three quarters of 2011-2012. I am delighted to announce a solid overall performance of our group. Before I talk about the interim results, I would like to give you a brief update on the market conditions of the overall utility sector. The energy sector environment remained challenging in the reporting period. The average price of crude oil Brent was nearly 15% above the prior year level. The natural gas prices for Austria are also up 15%. This was despite the natural gas price revision between Gazprom and Decongas. The price for coal remained on the prior year level. The prices of CO2 certificates, however, were almost cut in half. In contrast, the development of electricity prices was not in line with the development of primary energy prices, especially the natural gas prices. The valid forward prices for base and peak load electricity during the reporting period were up nearly 13% and 8% respectively. This was a consequence of the positive economic forecast for 2012. The European spot market prices for base and peak load electricity were about 14% and 11% respectively below the prior year level, in spite of the continuing high level of primary energy prices. This is mainly attributable to the higher contribution of renewable energy sources and the cyclically related decline in demand for electricity. Clean spark spreads are negative, consequently heavily squeezed the profitability of gas-fired thermal capacities. And now I will move on to EVN's business highlights for the first three quarters of this financial year. In the reporting period, EVN pursued its ambitious long-term goal to increase the stake of energy production from renewable sources and a threefold increase in its wind power capacities. As a result of the realization of our strategy, we successfully concluded four wind energy projects in Austria and Bulgaria. In Austria, three new wind parks are feeding electricity into the power grid. In Bulgaria, eight wind turbines of the Kavana wind park with a total capacity of 16 megawatts came on stream at the end of June 2012. All in all, EVN now boosts 12 wind parks with a total capacity of 190 megawatt, up 38%. In addition, we can announce the development in hydropower project. In Lower Austria, a small-scale hydropower plant in Schalldorf started operation in April 2012, and in Albania, trial operations of the first part of the Ashtar hydropower plant started in June 2012. Consequently, EVN will have a new capacities of 25 megawatt in the southeast European region. In addition to the expansion of wind and hydropower capacities, our investment activity focused on new biomass projects in the heating business. EVN is currently the largest producer of natural heat in Austria with over 60 biomass facilities and nearly 180 megawatt thermal and 15 megawatt electricity capacity on the home market in Lower Austria. In Bulgaria, the new cogeneration plant in Plovdiv produces electricity and heat since January. It is a pleasure for me to inform you that the production capacities in Southeast Europe contributed already around 10% of group's energy production in the reporting period. Since June 2012, natural gas has been delivered to the first household customers in Zadar, Croatia. On our financials, in June 2012, we replaced an existing syndicated revolving credit facility from September 2006 with a new syndicated line of 500 million euros for 5 years. It will primarily serve as a liquidity reserve and comprises on one cornerstone of our stable financing structure. In our August 2012, the rating agency Standard & Poor's downgraded the long-term credit rating of EVN in the investment grade segment from A- to BBB+. The outlook was upgraded from negative to stable. In early June 2012, we started a new share buyback program. It's primarily designed to improve the supply and demand of EVN shares on the Vienna Stock Exchange, which the company considers to be undervalued. The program will end at December 2012. Let's now turn to group's result in more detail. First of all, to the business development. In the reporting period, total revenue was up 4.3%. In the energy business, the cold weather and the increase of end customer prices in Southeast Europe positively impacted the development of group's revenue. In the environmental service business, revenue remained at the same level as in the prior year. The operating expenses increased by 4%. The higher cost position, the cost for electricity purchases and primary energy expenses were up 5.3%. This was mainly related to the higher sales volumes in Southeastern Europe and higher procurement costs on the domestic market and in Southeastern Europe. Moreover, the allocation for provisions for impending losses related to the Duisburg-Walsum power plant project also had a negative effect in the second quarter, as we already announced after the first half year. On balance, these developments resulted in an EBITDA increase of 5.5%. EBIT could be improved by 6.1%. This was, however, burdened by higher impairment losses versus the prior year. The extraordinary depreciation includes the effect of two measures. In the first quarter of this financial year, an impairment loss has been taken on the biomass pilot plant in Dürnrohr, and in the third quarter, impairment loss was recognized for the Kavarna wind park in Bulgaria. This was due to a disadvantaged decision on tariffs for green electricity in July 2012 and uncertainties concerning the further network access. The financial results improved by 5.9%. In this position, the higher earnings contribution from investments in equity accounted investees more than compensated for a lower interest result. On balance, the group net profit improved by 7.5%. The net cash flow from operating activity was down. This development can be attributed to the higher rise in working capital due to stronger seasonal effects in the reporting period. I will now address the business developments by segments. As mentioned, EVN's EBITDA was up 5.5%. We are able to report improving EBITDA in the segments Generation and Energy Southeast Europe, as well as Environmental Services. In Generation, this development was due to several factors: the power request on the part of the German Federal Network Agency in order to support network reliability in South Germany in December 2011 and February 2012, and the revision in natural gas prices had positive effects. In addition, the higher wind park capacities and the higher hydro and wind coefficients also positively influenced the segment's EBITDA. In Energy Supply Southeast Europe segment, the EBITDA increased by attributed to weather impact and the higher end customer prices. In this case, the increase in revenue was higher than the increase in operating expenses. EBITDA in the environmental service segment improved due to the slightly lower operating expenses. EBITDA of energy trade and supply segment was below the prior year level. This is mainly due to the higher sourcing cost for electricity as a result of higher procurement volumes and higher gas sourcing costs. EBITDA of the network infrastructure Austria segment also decreased. This development was due to higher procurement costs and higher maintenance and repair costs. The next slide shows EVN's position in generation. EVN's electricity generation was down more than 15%. Generation from thermal energy sources dropped markedly. This was mainly due to an ongoing negative spark spreads. Consequently, EVN's gas-fired power plants were in operation only on the German power request. In contrast, the coal-fired power plant in Dürnrohr was in operation in the whole reporting period. Electricity generation from renewable energy sources, however, increased due to higher wind park capacities as well as good water flows and wind conditions. EVN had diverse effects in the revenue development of the generation segment. The German power request, the revision in natural gas prices, the new capacity, as well as the higher production coefficients for renewable energy had positive impacts on revenue. These effects more than compensated for the negative revenue impact from own gas-fired power station. All in all, segment revenues was up 49%. In contrast to this development, the operating expenses increased only by roughly 13%. On balance, EBITDA more than doubled. In the light of the unfavorable market conditions, EVN recognized an impairment loss of 8 million on the biomass pilot plant in Dürnrohr and 9.8 million at the Kavarna wind parks, so that segment depreciation and amortization significantly increased. Despite this development, EBIT rose from 0.8 million to 8.5 million euros. I move further to the energy trade and supply segment. Energy sales featured higher electricity and heat, but markedly lower natural gas sales volumes. In case of electricity, the sales volumes increase was due to an enhanced activities of energy alliance outside of the Austrian region supplied by EVN. In case of gas, sales volumes fell markedly. This development is related to the reduced use of EVN's own thermal power plants and the warmer weather in Austria compared to prior year. Regarding heat, sales volumes increased due to higher stream and heat deliveries to large industrial customers, as well as increased sales to the St. Pölten District Heating and Transport Pipeline. Segment revenues was down 2.3%. This development can be chiefly attributed to three main factors. It was a decline and marketing proceeds of EVN's own thermal power plants due to considerably lower power generation volumes. In January and February 2012, the end customer price was reduced. As known, the lower natural gas procurement price were passed on in the form of a bonus payment and the lower additional cost for green electricity in the form of a price reduction to end customers. In contrast to these developments, the demand for energy by the German Federal Network Agency positively impacted the segment revenues. Operating expenses were up 1.2%. This development can be mainly attributed to the increased electricity sourcing costs due to the higher procurement volumes as well as the increased natural gas sourcing costs in spite of the natural gas price revisions between Gazprom and Econgas. The significant drop in natural gas procurement volumes could not compensate for this development. The allocations of provisions for impending losses related to the Duisburg-Walsum power plant project also had a negative effect. In turn, the termination of the cooperation agreement with Begas had a positive impact on earnings. All in all, EBITDA was down about 30%. Considering slightly higher depreciation and amortization, EBIT decreased by nearly 36%. The next slide shows the development of the Network Infrastructure Austria segment. Network distribution volumes did not develop uniformly. The network distribution volumes for electricity remained stable on the prior year level. The gas distribution volumes dropped due to the reduced use of EVN's own thermal power stations and the warmer weather conditions in Lower Austria. Network tariffs for electricity and gas were adjusted in January 2012 by the Austrian regulator. The gas network tariffs were reduced by 1.9%. The electricity network tariffs, however, remained stable on the prior year's level. All in all, electricity and natural gas network revenue remained at the prior year level. Total segment revenues, however, climbed by 1.8% due to a higher internal sales and improvement in the cable TV and telecommunication business. Operating expenses rose by about 7%, mainly as a result of increased procurement costs and higher maintenance and repair costs. This led to a nearly 5% decline of EBITDA. The level of depreciation and amortization slightly increased so that the EBIT was down nearly 9%. I'm now pleased to report the further improvement of the energy supply Southeast Europe segment. The sales volumes development in Southeast were primarily driven by the significant cold winter in the reporting period in Bulgaria and Macedonia. This led to a strong increase in electricity by 4% and heat sales volumes by over 5%. In addition, price increases raised segments revenue too. In Macedonia, the regulatory authority approved a hike in end customer prices in March 2011 and in January 2012. In Bulgaria, regulatory authorities increased customer prices for electricity in July 2010 and 11. Due to higher sales volumes and the positive price effect, segment revenues increased by 16%. Higher prices for procured energy and increased write-offs of receivables resulted in an increase in operating expenses by nearly 13%. In spite of this development, EBITDA rose by 55%. The depreciation and amortization declined markedly, mainly due to the impairment loss recognized in the prior year of Let's Plovdiv. All in all, EBIT was up to €41 million to roughly €30 million. I will now turn to EVN's second growth pillar, the environmental service business. The revenue of the environmental service segment remained stable compared to prior year. The international project business generated a stable revenue contribution. The positive revenue development from the domestic drinking water supply business compensated for the lower income from the waste incineration plant in Dürnrohr. After taking account of the slightly lower operating expenses, EBITDA improved by nearly 9%. EBIT was up about 12%. The financial results were down roughly 12%. This development was due to the declining interest income related to ongoing redemption of lease receivables of the two large projects in Moscow during the operational phase. The segment profit before income tax was up 6%. EVN is currently realizing a total of 14 large international projects in the drinking water supply and wastewater treatment business. EVN has been awarded two new contracts in the reporting period. As a general contractor in a consortium, EVN won a contract for planning, refitting, and turnkey expansion of a wastewater treatment plant in Prague for 1.9 million inhabitants. The second new contract was awarded EVN in Serbia for a drinking water treatment plant. This is a BOT project. We also got a another project incurring in the last days. So we were awarded the fifth project in Larnaca in Cyprus and another small-scale project in Bahrain will be made public in the next 2 days. So we're coming to slide number 10, financial results. In the reporting period, financial results improved by nearly 6%. This is mainly due to a higher income from investments in equity accounted investees. In contrast, the higher interest expense and lower interest income had negative impact. The rise in interest expense could be attributed to different factors. EVN issued a new corporate bond, whereas the existing Eurobond was first redeemed in December, so that was an extraordinary situation. Net debt increased. The slightly higher interest rate for loans and borrowings had a negative effect. The other financial results, however, slightly improved. EVN has important changes in debt maturity profile versus end of December 2011. As earlier mentioned, EVN issued a new corporate bond and two private placements and redeemed their Eurobond in the reporting period. Hence, the share of fixed interest debt is 76%, and the average financing cost amounts to 4.2%. All in all, EVN's financial flexibility is through a new syndicated loan and committed bilateral credit lines are secured. Cash and cash equivalents are above €130 million. Bond in Swiss francs and Japanese yen are fully hedged. All in all, EVN boosts a solid capital structure. EVN's total assets were up 0.4%. Non-current assets, however, fell by nearly 1%. There was a sharp decline in the valuation of other investments, primarily attributable to the negative market valuation of EVN shareholding in Verbund. In contrast to this development, the investments in equity accounted investees increased mainly due to the capital contribution for power plants projects. Equity was down 1.7%. This is mainly due to decline in the market valuation of Verbund. As at the reporting date, the equity ratio amounted to 45.3%, slightly down compared to the end of September 2011. The net debt of 1.7 billion corresponded to a gearing of 55.7%, an increase of 6 percentage points. In spite of lower equity ratio and higher gearing, EVN continues to report a strong balance sheet. The credit agency Standard & Poor's lowered its long-term credit rating of EVN in the investment grade segment from A- to BB+, and lifted the outlook from negative to stable in August 2012. Coming to the cash flow, in the reporting period, the gross cash flow was up about 4%. This development was due to higher profit before tax and higher non-cash earnings components. The net cash flow from operating activities was down as a result of stronger seasonal effects in the working capital compared to prior year. Net cash from investing activities was up 45%. The decrease in the cash outflow from investing activities was mainly impacted by the following factors. The cash outflow from an ongoing investment project remained below the prior year. Moreover, capital payments for investments in equity accounted investees were also below the prior year's level. In contrast to these factors, the acquisition of additional stakes in the Bulgarian subsidiaries was a strong cash outflow. The net cash flow from finance activities was down nearly 26%. As already mentioned, EVN completed the issue of a new Eurobond and private placement and redeemed the Eurobond. This led to a change in non-current and current financial liabilities of €117 million. In contrast to this, the comparable period was impacted by the capital increase of EVN AG. On balance, the above-mentioned development resulted in a negative cash flow. Group cash and cash items decreased by 17%. Coming to the main investments, in EVN's immense investments were down 25% in the reporting period. Focus our investments were on wind parks in Lower Austria, construction of the high-pressure gas pipe Westschiene, expansion of heat networks and biomass capacity, cogeneration plant in Plovdiv, expansion of the network infrastructure and the replacement of electricity meters, as well as investments related to Croatian natural gas supply, cogeneration plant in Lubaci. We remain convinced that we will be able to report a stable development in the 11-12 financial year. Coming to the outlook for this year, operating results should basically match the prior year's level. Financial results should surpass the previous year's level. Thus, group net profit is expected to be at the same level of the prior year. We continuously aim to to keep our credit metrics to defend our competitive investment-grade ratings. For this reason, we will achieve an equity ratio above 40%, and net debt coverage ratio will be at least at 23%, and an interest coverage ratio which is above 5 times. We concentrate on CapEx discipline in the next years. We will increase EVN's cash contribution from Southeast, and we try to maintain our attractive dividend policy. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks a lot for listening. We are ready to take the questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. Please use the opportunity to ask your questions. If you have a question, please press star and one. And the first question is from Thomas Neuhold from Kepler. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. I actually have a couple of questions. The first is on the outlook for your South European business. You mentioned there was another increase in tariffs in Bulgaria starting 1st of July. So maybe you can talk us through a little bit how this will impact the distribution business in Southeast Europe going forward. Secondly, maybe you can also elaborate a little bit what your view is, how the further development of electricity prices in Bulgaria and Macedonia will proceed in the medium to long term. Then the second question is regarding the 3Q figures. You had a positive tax rate in the third quarter, so maybe you can elaborate a little bit why you managed to post a positive tax result in the third quarter. And the last question is regarding the outlook you provided. You are guiding for a stable net result first 3 quarters. You posted an increase in the net result of 7%. So this implies that the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year will be weaker than the last year. Are there any special items in the fourth quarter we should consider, or is this the guidance just a conservative guidance? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the questions. Let's start with the last question. It's a conservative guidance we are giving. As we know, we are in this field having a group which is based on different kind of businesses. And I think if you consider the overall situation of the energy industry and our position there, we should be fine that the guidance we were giving since the first quarter we can fulfill also for the fourth quarter and the overall result. Coming to Southeast, as you know, we are behind our original plan in the development of our profitability in the region. But we are expecting that for the first time, we will get for the whole segment, and this is also the start-up activities in Croatia included, that we will reach almost 100 million in EBITDA and in 42, 43 million on the EBIT side. This is a strong improvement, of course, to the last year, which you have to keep in mind that we had the write-off regarding the Topofikacia included, and we had a very cold winter in the region, colder than in Austria. These two factors, of course, were also helping and boosting the results. But as you mentioned, and there have been continuously price increases in the region, in Bulgaria and Macedonia, and the latest one was on the 1st of August in Macedonia, and on the 1st of July in Bulgaria. Of course, there are only 3-4% increases, yeah, but they, of course, they are helping the overall profitability. On one side are the end customer prices. The other side, of course, is the improvement of the operations. Therefore, the collectability and the reduction of stealing are the main issues. Here we have a big difference between Bulgaria and Macedonia, because in Bulgaria the state the industry and also our company is generally more stable than in Macedonia, and also the overall from the profit of the segment, it is coming from the Bulgarian side of the business this year. This might change next year due to the Macedonian price increases. We have a sensitive issue in the region because the boosting of renewable energy will also test the overall cash generation in the whole industry. And especially in Bulgaria, we have a lot of photovoltaic, which is already connected to the grid. Therefore, the prices have also to be adjusted to reflect this path through of feed-in tariffs, which we have to do on the supply side of the company. Regarding the question with the taxation, I don't know if you remember that we have the impairments on TETS and Ashta project in the last year, and therefore this affects the tax rate of the group in Austria.
Thank you very much.
And the next question is from Theresa Schinwald from Raiffeisen Centrobank.
Good morning. I have one question, actually two. What is the remaining value of the Kavarna Wind Park? Is there any remaining? And the second one is about at equity income. First, the reason for the dip in the results of RAG, and also which of the smaller participations drove the other small bits of at equity income?
Okay, so first of all, Kavarna, there are 30 million left there. We are fine regarding the 8 windmills and the 16 megawatts on this level now, but we made a decision that we are not expecting that the feed-in tariffs for new realized wind turbines, these feed-in tariffs will be increased in the midterm because they made now a 30% cut. And this is reflecting what I've mentioned before. The feed-in tariffs obviously have been very interesting for a lot of investors, and therefore they are now starting to slow new wind parks and photovoltaic plants down, and we are expecting that this would be there for a second phase of Kavarna to not profitable anymore, and therefore we took this wedge down. Regarding the splitting of the at equity, maybe I can just hand the splitting. So if you have a look on the actionaires brief, then you see on page 24 the split off between RAG, Econgas, BWAG, Vegas, and the additional smaller companies. As you see, that RAG has an improvement in comparison to the periods before. Econgas is a bit slower, and of course BWAG and Vegas have a strong improvement because they had write-downs in the periods before that. And the small ones are going up from 0.6 to 3 million euros.
Oh, sorry, I took the wrong time frame. It's about the third quarter.
In the third quarter.
In the third quarter, there seems to be a kind of seasonal dip in RAG results, or?
No, it's a seasonal dip.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We are waiting for further questions. And there are no further questions.
Okay, thank you everybody for listening, and see you all in the near future.